Timken says its steel division will become one standalone, publicly traded business, while its bearings and power transmission division will become another. All this is expected to be completed by the end of next year. The split comes over the initial objections of the Timken family, the company's senior management, and the United Steelworkers. It was pushed by the California State Teachers Retirement System, who won a proxy vote at the company's annual meeting in Canton this spring. It argued that the combined company stock was undervalued, and the pension fund spokesman Mike Cecilia says the final decision is a good one.
We believe this action will create a long-term benefit for the shareholders and two really great companies for the Canton area.
But many in Starr County fear the split could disrupt Canton's more than 100-year-old relationship with Timken. Timken estimates the bearings company will have an annual revenue of $3.4 billion, while steel will do about half that. The steel division employs by far the greatest number of the 2,300 union members who work in Starr County, and the company also has its research and its headquarters here. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.